Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, comedian Ari Shaffir will join us at 9:20, and Trace McSorley will join us at 9:40. So lots to get to in the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll lead off the 9 o'clock hour with the entertainment page, which is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. It's sponsored by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. I think he's pretty interesting. But my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. How about 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only? Find out more at BMWofFairfax.com. Go over there, ask for Mike. He'll set you up. You'll feel like a rock star, and you're going to love your vehicle. All right. A lot going on. I don't know if you guys saw the viral video of Alec Baldwin.
I did.
I'm not an Alec Baldwin guy. I basically loathe him, but I defend him here. He's being harassed.
That
at a
person
coffee
is
shop.
Just full blown yeah. harassing him out of
yeah.
nowhere.
Yeah. So kind of unfair. Unfair. Don't like Alec Baldwin. Unfair.
What happened?
He's like talking on the phone, and then I don't know if it has to do with like Palestine or something, or he was.
Well, she was haranguing. She was. She wanted him to say free Palestine. Like
yeah.
she said it to him 15 or 20 times.
Yeah, just being super annoying.
In a minute span of the video.
And then she talked about like the lady he killed and stuff. And mm-hmm. you know, just cheap shots. And he actually then like looked like he was being calm, and then he snatched the phone out of her. You know,
he
like,
smacked it out of her.
You
hand.
Could see the temper.
Like, yeah, you could tell it was just right. The temper was boiling.
The legendary Alec Baldwin temper came yeah. out. But I have to say, I don't blame him in some sense because that woman was super annoying.
I would also, if I were him, I'm probably Uber eating my coffee instead of going out in public, especially after incidents like that happen.
There's also a story here on TMZ. There's an interview, I guess, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. And they give their Mount, we just did our Mount Hookmore, right?
Yes,
right.
We did.
They
did
their Mount Rushmore of action heroes.
Ooh.
All right. And this is Sly and Arnold. And
now,
I guess this is.
Are they putting each other? Like they each did one?
I'll give you a tip. They're both on there. So two of the four. You got Sly.
Okay. This is a great one. Actionmore.
I think you'll get Sly. One of them. I don't think you'll get the other one.
Bruce Willis. Has to be on there.
Bruce Willis.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is a great one.
No.
He's not an action hero.
This one is a curveball, and I'll say this. It's an older guy, but it's a curveball. He's like really old.
Clint Eastwood.
That's a great one, yeah.
I don't really know his action resume. What's Clint Eastwood's like action resume?
Westerns.
It was
westerns.
It's more like Dirty Harry movies and westerns.
Yeah, I just
don't
know. Just way before my time. Yeah. Anyway, that's...
By the way, I saw a picture...
So you guys got it pretty quickly.
Did you see the pictures of Clint Eastwood that are circulating?
Yeah,
I think he's 93
yeah.
years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't even look like
he's
him.
He's just super sad. Like,
yeah, didn't even look like
I know,
him.
But he's still kind of working.
Yeah, but he looks like he's half the size that he used to be.
I know,
Stone
it's like
Temple
Gene
Pilots
Hackman.
Did a song about it.
He and Gene Hackman look horrible.
I know, you get in your 90s, yeah. you just shrink.
The pants are, you know, the worst is when your ass goes away. Matt, what's going to happen to Cakes when he gets older?
I don't
older?
Know. It's a great
he already
question.
He doesn't have an ass.
Doesn't Clint have his slacks belted to his belly button?
I think he does. Yeah, he's doing that move. Why do you sleep on the mule? The mule is really good. Clint Eastwood late in his career.
I think it's long, right?
I don't know how long it is, but it's a well-done movie.
Yeah, but if they're too long, I don't have the attention span.
I'm going to guess the mule was 2 hours and 20-ish minutes.
All right.
1 hour, 56. Not that long.
Under 2 hours. You have no excuse not to watch it.
He thought it was long.
No, yeah. It's just like, isn't it the one with the really slow, isn't it slow or no?
I mean, I
thought
it was
entertaining. Does it have like a slow vibe to it or no?
He's like a drug mule. He plays
right,
an old
driving
ass drug
around,
mule.
Yeah. Just driving around.
I didn't see that.
I kind of liked it. I'm crazy.
I don't think you're crazy. I didn't attack you.
JP.
I didn't attack you. I think you.
Hey, JP.
Probably good.
The crazy donkey.
He kind of did about his ass.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What about Matt Damon? Is Matt Damon considered an action hero for the Bourne stuff?
The Bourne.
Yeah, that would probably be a good.
I feel like Tom
running.
Cruise would be greater, though.
Tom Cruise definitely, I would think, would be in there.
I mean, he's the greatest action star ever. He flies his own helicopter.
Yeah, he should be in there.
He flies his own planes.
Yeah, he got certified to do his own stunts.
He does it all.
We learned last week he doesn't talk to his one kid, so he's got plenty of time.
He doesn't talk to his Surrey.
Hey, did you see the story about Tom Cruise? I think he was at the Victoria Beckham birthday party.
Yeah, like her 50th birthday bash.
Can you imagine being at this party? All right. And then all of a sudden you see Tom Cruise get up from the sofa and break dance.
didn't the Spice Girls reunite at the party?
Yeah.
They're singing.
Victoria Beckham and Ginger Spice and Baby Spice and Scary Spice. They're all there.
Yeah. Cameras were strictly banned. So I guess they felt like they could.
He was emboldened.
They could do whatever they wanted.
I know Dane Cook is considered a hack.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him tell a great story about meeting Tom Cruise. He said he'd never met Tom Cruise. He's at a party, and Tom Cruise comes up to him, and just it was like such an over the top. I'm not gonna be able to do the impersonation, but he was like,
"Hey man, he
grabs him by like the arm, like really
he's
physically,
all enthusiastic.
He's like, really a pleasure to meet you, a real pleasure."
So he's just over the top.
Over
like
the
if he
top.
Meets you,
what is that deal? What is that deal, man?
It's some sort of Scientology bit. I don't know.
I have no idea.
He might be out on the Scientology.
Kevin has said that he's super nice. And
he has great interactions.
When he's
with
in in the line in the red carpet, he'll spend time with every person. Mm-hmm. Like he's over the top at like
does
the
that
business
mean
side.
Does that mean he's really a closet douche? Like
could be a big phony.
You're overcompensating.
Maybe.
I know there's
or just really selling his movie. Like he's into his art and his craft, and this is his way of getting out there.
He's probably deep down like a theater dork.
Oh, for sure.
And then he can't believe his good fortune.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's popular. He's a sex symbol.
All of a sudden, but he's been that way his whole life.
Well, I'm just saying. That's how he grew up. And then now he's one of the most box office golden boys
ever.
He
definitely made a great choice by switching to Tom Cruise instead of his name.
Maypother.
Maypother. Mm-hmm. Cruise, way better than Maypother. I mean, you can't be the star of Mission Impossible and have Tom Maypother up on the marquee.
Correct.
Deep down, he's a socially awkward theater boy.
Yeah.
But when he was 21, he did Risky Business. So he's been.
For sure.
Yeah, he's been a movie star
40
for 40
years.
At a minimum, because he did
decades.
Movies before
Risky
Business.
We would have
said
that, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
I mean, Arnold Cruise sounds a lot better, and he kept Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger, it works for him.
So Maypother would have worked over time if he was still the same star.
Yeah, the one that doesn't work is Orville. That's the one.
Always
strange. Some sort of Bickle.
I don't like my last name. I don't like it's Eric Bickle. It doesn't flow right. It's not good. My name should be like my brother's.
Like Tom.
Tom Bickle.
Yeah. Or Chad Bickle.
Chad Bickle.
Or Matt Bickle.
I mean, they're actually named Matthew and Chadwick. But but Eric Bickle, it's chunky. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't flow. Doesn't flow.
Just like Justin Timberlake says in The Social Network, he comes back to the table.
You quote that movie so
much. I love that movie.
Which one?
He comes back to Zuckerberg and says, "Just drop the Facebook. It's cleaner because Facebook sounds better than the Facebook."
Right. You're right.
Am I wrong?
No.
I think I'm right. I think Justin Timberlake
agree.
Was right.
Or names are a big deal.
You don't say the Twitter. You don't say the
X.
The YouTube.
Right. You just say.
I think more people are starting to call it X over time.
I'm kind of resistant.
But you still tweet.
Still tweet.
You don't send an X.
You still type in Twitter in the search box and it comes up.
Listen, I'm not like most people that all of a sudden hate Elon now. I don't care about him either way, but I'm not calling it X. It's not happening.
Hey, you know what?
I still haven't seen a Cybertruck on the road.
I haven't either. Here's my message to Elon.
That's because I got about 100,000 of them just parked because they have like pedal issues.
Elon Musk, less firing off rockets, okay, and more getting the sex bots off of Twitter. That have
I don't
the,
think he cares about
hey,
that.
Click on the link in the bio. Hey, P word in my bio. Please make it stop. It's driving me crazy. Driving me nuts.
You just got to scroll past it.
It doesn't drive me crazy.
I know. And it's you're better off for it.
All right, Tom Brady's in the news. I think you have to be pretty strong. I don't think I would love to be the focus of a roast. Would you love that?
No.
I don't think that's really.
We were roasted by Danny.
I wasn't there.
We were,
and I still never heard. What did he roast me about?
I can't remember. There was definitely
politics.
Some roasting going on. Yeah. It's fine.
Fell asleep during a segment or something.
Could you do an hour of people just grilling you? Even though
I probably wouldn't love it.
I don't think I would love it.
No, I probably.
And I don't
know
where was the roast for Tom?
We're gonna have it.
It was Tom Cruise or Brady?
It's Tom Brady.
Oh, Brady.
And it's gonna be on Netflix. It's gonna air May 5th. So they obviously Jeffrey Ross is going to be there. He's got to be at every roast. Kevin Hart will be there, but that's about all that they've announced so far.
They spend almost as much time though roasting each other.
That's true.
The people on the dais, whatever dais is, right. As they do the subject.
Right. They spread it out a little bit.
I hope Voss is there.
Huh?
Voss is there.
Rich Voss.
When's he coming to town?
I saw him doing.
He'll be in town. I think. August 2nd or 3rd-ish.
Are you guys going to set up golf for me before I get in town?
I saw him
I should
tweet
take
out
his
landscaping bit.
I know. He's doing his landscaping. The dumbest bits ever. I don't know.
I don't think I know his landscaping bit.
He just goes out there and he gives you like a gardening tip or something. You know, I mean, like just this guy littered with tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got tattoos everywhere.
Yeah, I heard him say, you know, I think he was at Lowe's or Home Depot somewhere, and he's like, it's about to start season 4, gardening season. He's like, I don't have to do too much because my house looks beautiful. So I'm going to buy some trees, bushes.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man. The Blair Witch Project, Cakes. I guess they've announced a reboot, and now the original cast... They want more money out of the whole deal.
Of course they do. Why wouldn't they?
I guess.
Wouldn't the Blair Witch Project, though, originally it was because they had camcorders and camcorders were new, right?
Right.
That was the whole thing.
It was like shaky cam.
Yes.
This is how they filmed it.
Those are the kind of
I guess you can do it with an iPhone now.
Adult films I like. Shaky cam.
When was the first?
Shaky cam and poor lighting.
How many were there?
They've done at least two. The second one was a massive bomb. The first one made $1 trillion.
Oh, here comes a $2 bet.
EB, I will give you... Not two.
Can't do it.
I'll give you four American dollars.
I can't do it.
If you can tell me where the original, the OG Blair Witch, it was filmed, I believe, in this Maryland town outside of Frederick.
I was going to say Maryland.
It's in Maryland, yes.
It's
Hagerstown.
No. Starts with a B.
Bel Air?
No.
No.
Hold on.
It's a small town. John Mellencamp sang about it way back in the day.
But it's B what?
Burkittsville. You aren't going to get it.
John Mellencamp sang about Burkittsville?
No, he sang about
small towns.
Not that small town.
Wasn't the second?
I only got 3.5 hours of sleep.
The hell is Burkittsville?
I was with you. I was trying to think of the Burkittsville song. Like Allentown?
The whole thing was filmed in Burkittsville?
Yeah. I think it was set in Burkittsville, Maryland.
They have Money Woods there or something?
They have a lot of woods.
A lot of woods. Wasn't the second one a group of people looking for the group of people?
I didn't see the second one. First one's kind of
freaky
and weird.
People complained that when they went, they got like nauseous because
the camera was so shaky.
Yeah.
I need to look up how much dough that borderline
that
terrible
like
movie made.
1999? Jeez.
Yeah, 99.
That's truly the best adult.
Would the Yes No Men in their infancy, would we have passed on the original Blair Witch?
You would have liked that because of low budget.
Low budget horror movie, so that's right up our alley. But I guarantee you, we would have said no shaky cams.
Yeah, that's what we would have said. By the way, their budget is listed on Wiki between $200,000 and $750,000. It grossed $248 million for the studio.
And none of them were all like no name actors.
Unknown.
Yeah.
Unknown
did
actors.
Any of them go to fame post, or are they just?
I don't recognize
still?
Anyone.
I don't think so.
Heather Donahue, Michael Williams, Josh Leonard. Never heard of them.
Yeah. They had their one hit.
One hit wonders.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're going to have a hit, have it make $250 million.
Yeah, but I'm not sure they cashed in, though.
Oh, they didn't. The studio did.
Yeah.
They're the ones.
These guys are working at 7-Eleven.
I know one thing. I would thumbs up that reboot so quick.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Not too big of a budget, though, Valdez. Right.
Yeah, it's got to be
small
budget.
Let's not make
budget.
A bloated budget. Right. Let's cap it at $12 to $15 million.
Right.
And let's make $400 million. That's our plan. I like the plan.
Looks like Joshua Leonard, out of the three, has done a ton of movies and ton of TV shows. Oh, the other two?
I just don't recognize them.
Their filmographies are thin.
Right.
This been in a million projects.
Do we have a larger filmography?
Than Heather Donahue?
How many films were we? Were in one film and one TV show.
We're in nothing.
We're in the D-Train.
We're nothing.
D-Train?
Yeah, one of the biggest bombs.
The Wire.
Potomac Dawn.
Huh?
Potomac Dawn.
Yeah. And we did 10 episodes. We had all the TV s we've done.
Yeah, whatever. It's not a very lengthy TV resume.
The 10 episodes of on the ESPN Classic.
What, of us all dressed in khakis all together?
Who's number one?
They ran that for years.
Hey, look at your ass, Cakes. You have a SAG card.
Yeah.
It's well done. We'll end on that note. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Ari Shaffir. He's going to be in town on April 26th and 27th recording his new special. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.